The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Winning, it's better than losing. Oh, ye's of little faith. Imagine thinking Kings wouldn't win last night. Couldn't be us. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm about as good as possible. I really am. No complaints.
Good. I like that.
Zero complaints.
Is that a good spot to be in?
I wish you weren't a liar.
Is that a good spot to be in? I really don't. I don't have any complaints, man.
I would listen to him if you did.
I know you would. I know you would, Jason. Don't have any. Don't have any. As you said, I was at the game last night, as were you.
I didn't say that.
I took some video at the very this is going into half. Kings, they had been cut to four, but the Kings realized that they had a chance. It was different than last year. And this hasn't been released yet, but this is also complete with Mike Brown's part of his halftime speech to the team. This is, again, going into the half here. Let me see. Am I up here? Hello? Yeah. And do-do-do. It's messing with my bit. I'm not up, am I? I am up. I'm not. I am. I'm up in there. And
you're up in here. Up in here.
That's strange. Why would I not be? I had a whole little stupid bit going. And there we go. Hi, that was loud. All right, let's try this one then.
He's cut.
Rush is
cut. It's a bad cut. And now it's Rocky Balboa coming after Ivan Drago.
That's what the Kings going after. It's a halftime bell.
He grabs Rocky Balboa by the throat.
Draymond.
And throws him to the ground like a wrestler. It's a gutter war.
Technical foul.
No holds barred in Moscow.
Hold 1 second.
Rocky may be on the receiving end so far, but he's here to fight. This is shaping up to be a personal war, and right now, it's anybody's boxing match.
Let's hear from Mike Brown.
You're doing good, Rocky.
All right, that's Jordy Chatriano.
That's a beer
glass. That's a
bunch of.
That's a secret.
Yeah. Now he's worried.
Here's Mike.
You cut it. You heard it. You see? He's not a machine. He's a man.
You grabbed him.
Okay. Steph.
Galeza.
Nothing more than he does. No pain. Okay, take it to him.
That was pretty motivational.
That's good stuff that you got.
Really good stuff. I what I did is before the game, I was in there for I actually hid my phone and just left it on voice memos.
Oh, nice.
And then I stashed it.
Yeah.
I wish you weren't a liar. And I grabbed my son's phone for the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the fourth quarter when they were building a big lead. And you'll hear his voice at some point in here, but this is when they realized they were finally going to vanquish their demons. Yeah. It's King of Threes. That was my son. That's Steph. Here's Monterey catching just because works in my story. I count it out. That's it. It's over. The bell rang. Buzzer sounded, and it was done. And the Warriors got sent to L Street.
You know what the most unbelievable part of your story is?
Which?
You leaving your phone somewhere.
Great point right there.
Great point, Chris.
Ah, man.
Fun, huh?
Yes. Really, really, you know, you don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but you don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but honestly, I would say that was the best feeling I've had as a Kings fan in 22 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we said it going into yesterday, like the disparity of the feeling today or last night.
Yes.
Was we were going to see Steph do the night. Like that was a possibility you had to know going to the game. And for some, a likely possibility.
Likely.
Or the sweetest beam we've ever seen. And we got the sweetest beam we've ever seen. Well, and the Kings played so well. Beam.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't like, well, they got lucky. Like, they were great.
Yeah, there was no luck last night.
They didn't have to be great for a series. They'd be great for four quarters. And they really were a little wobbly at one point, just a little.
Yep, cut it to one. Warriors cut it to one. That's right.
And I think there was probably a point for a lot of people. I know they're like, oh, my goodness. This is happening again? Mm-hmm. Big lead. Not a big. I mean, 16. But 16 is doable and down to one. And then to elevate it up north of 20 after that, that to me is what I love the most.
It's the first time the Kings have ever won a winner-take-all game. Mm-hmm. And I was like going back like, okay, don't be no recency bias. Let's just go backwards here. So it's like, and obviously I'm not talking about like, look, the best moment, and to be honest, the best moment last, even better than last year, best moment of the last 22 years was, you know, the relocation board has voted 8-0. You know, that, but that's off court.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, was last night better than any point? Was it better than Portland when we clinched? That's a different kind of win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that was to get in, and that was like a special, special moment. But you knew it was going to come. I mean, you had your doubts, of course, as a Kings fan, but you knew it was going to come. And then it happened, and that was just this big release. Was it better than the game one? Game two victories were amazing.
Game six
was fantastic. And then obviously game seven, but I would put, you know, and then you go back through, okay, well, what about everything after row two? What about the series wins? Also feel like in those cases too, we as a fan base had been conditioned to making the playoffs and advancing. This was the demons that you needed to exercise from last year that less than a year ago were on your home court, sending you home, or around a year ago were sending you home. The dynasty, being able to effectively, and we don't know the cases, but you want to talk about odds. Odds are the Sacramento Kings, which is how we can say it, killed the Warriors dynasty, killed it off. It's almost certainly not going to be the same next year. You're almost certainly going to have one, if not more, of the big three gone.
Yeah, though I saw some, I don't know if they were joking or being serious, but said, honestly, what the Kings did to Clay might have helped him stay. I mean, because he's kind of one of the prize free agents.
Yeah.
That, I mean, look, it's more about his career than last night. But last night,
sure.
Stinky first poop. Scoreless game since 2012 for him.
Wait, Clay played last night?
He was the Kings defensive player of the game. Yeah. So you and also I would say this, at least you were at all the games last year. I was at game two.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like there were more Warrior fans last night than there were last year.
Yeah, I actually thought there'd be a little bit more, to be honest, yesterday.
I was worried it was going to be like a
but
split.
They were there.
I think it was 60-40 at most, probably 70-30.
Yesterday?
Kings. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more, like 70-30.
Yeah, maybe even more than that. Yeah.
But it wasn't like game one last year where literally, like, we could look in there and go, there's one.
Right.
Oh, you know, like you were seeing one amongst...
Yeah.
Like the entirety, but like, and not everybody was wearing the white shirts. You're like, oh, there's some Warrior fans here. I could hear them.
You could hear them.
Yeah.
But I think they had strange tickets.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
They were only allowed in there for three quarters.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I don't think their tickets we're good for all four quarters, Chris. Yeah. That's a really good point. I saw some of them.
Why would they buy those?
I don't know. You'd think you'd want to see the end of the game, yeah. But all of a sudden they were rushing hurriedly to the exits.
Maybe they paid less.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe their parking meters went up.
Maybe they bought their tickets from the Andersons.
Oh, because the Andersons always get tickets.
They always get tickets.
How'd they get in the game?
So really, I go back to, I guess the question I'm trying to figure out in my head is, on court, was last night the best feeling for Kings fans since that Mike Bibby shot went through the 20?
I remember, I mean, look, it's so hard to put you into the exact emotional, but last night was great. I mean, it really was. One I'd like to nominate was when they won in Phoenix to advance for the first time. The Kings, Sacramento Kings, had never been out of the first round.
You're talking about way like 90 or 2001? Yeah. 99 Jazz, 92, yeah, then what?
2000.
And then didn't they advance in 01, and then that was when they got swept in the second by the Lakers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that first time they finally got through, it was a pretty great moment, but.
But that was before the Bibby shot.
It was?
Right.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, this was great.
It was.
There were, I mean, like, as a Kings fan last night, what would be a complaint?
We can't do it again tonight and against the Warriors and have the same result.
Only have one evening.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, to me, I guess the only one would be it didn't get you in.
Yeah, but again, at that point, that's out of their control.
Right.
That was in their control.
Before, but not
going
last night.
Yeah, nobody was more down than me, obviously, going into last night. I had zero expectations, as I said. And if I'm being perfectly honest, first off, and we'll get into this later, went with a couple friends, took my son. That was, I can't even talk about that.
He was all over the broadcast.
I had a little ginge getting in there. He was getting pictures, and I was getting pictures the whole time. To be able to share that with my son, I literally can't talk about that today. I will lose it. Like, it was just a really special moment. But then there was this guy, like, two rows down. Nice enough guy. He kept yelling at me that something about Draymond Green, and God, I hope this isn't some reference I don't know. Something about Draymond Green and turkey sausage. Does that ring any bells? All night long.
What was he saying to you?
He's like, dude, Draymond Green, some store in Danville, his order's turkey sausage. And I'm like, and at first, like, you know, like when it's loud and someone's like trying to say, and you're just like, yeah. Like, and so I was like, yes. And it was like me, my son, somebody else, and this dude, right? He's actually on Twitter because he tweeted me about turkey sausage. And then all night long, he's chanting turkey sausage. Dude, I have no context for it all night. And then he's like, fist pounding me saying turkey sausage. And the whole night I think, what joke am I missing? But all right, I don't care what you're chanting. It's working. Light the beam. Ah, turkey sausage.
Turkey sausage.
Right. Yeah. What? Anyways.
I don't know it.
And this guy next to me, a couple seats down, Jason, it was like 4 minutes left. I want to say we were up 20 something. This dude starts going, light the beam. I almost killed him. Like, I couldn't.
Too early?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I felt like a minute.
Realistically. When Kerr took the fellas this is a wrap.
But I got to think there were other people, like, going into the four. I remember going to the four. I think we were up 15.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I turned to him, and we're talking. And it's like, just hold.
Yeah.
Just hold it. And then I think. The Warriors might have scored the first bat. They cut us to like 13, and I'm like, oh, God, that's 13. Come on, just hold. Guys, just hold. I kind of want them to hold the ball the whole time and just run the 24-second clock out and play really good defense. Like, I was just so freaked out about it. And then they built on it a little bit. Keegan Murray at one point, I think it was Keegan or Keon Ellis hit a three after the Warriors had scored, I think, two or three straight times. It's like, oh, my God, that's the biggest basket ever. Don't let them
get
it.
That happened a lot.
It really, really, really did. All right.
I had a friend say to me when Kings were up 20 with like 5 minutes to go, he's like, oh, this game's over. And it's just, shut up.
Seriously, shut up. And honestly, if they'd have lost, I would fully have expected you to tell me that story today, and then off air we get his address and just go take care of business after the show. Because that's what would have needed. Like, you can't do
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you have to do the thing you have to do.
You do have to do the thing you have to do. And you know what we have to do today? I would say this is one of those days, doesn't happen that often, where I would actually pay cash money to do this show. Like, what a day. 3 hours and 45 minutes of show, and it's not even enough. Let me give you a breakdown of what we will be talking about today. There was baseball last night, some leftovers from the draft, some football news. I think there might even be some golf. We're not talking about any of that at any point. We even have co-opted Safer Out into a Kings version.
Safer Out was very generous to give that
very,
up.
Very, very generous to give up their spot. They understand it. We have a rule. Anytime the Kings win a postseason game and send another team home that's a dynasty, we talk about them for 4 hours straight.
It's in the fine print. It's not our rules.
So the good news or the bad news is, if you're looking for anything other than Kings coverage, this is not the show for you today. The good news is, if you want to talk Kings and hear about Kings, that's what we got till 10 a.m. Yeah, Kings. It's myself. It's television's Jason Ross. Mm. I think, where are we doing it? We're doing a TV hit.
We're TV,
I think,
stars.
Yeah, we're TV stars. You wearing your suit and all that. Yeah. But funny if you and I had gone in, because you'd have been in a suit. I would have been like full
pajamas.
Yeah, 100% Kings pajamas. Chris Rolad in his Manchester City jersey.
He's got game. Shorts on today.
Big game. What do you mean big game? You mean after Liverpool and Arsenal gave you a nice little present over the weekend? Here you go. Here's the title, buddy. We're going to lose at home. Me. Why can't we have that luck, man? Yorkshire. Anyways, it's not about that. See, I just talked soccer. It's Kings, Kings, Kings. We're right back. Take a guess as to what leading off's all about coming up next.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
He's working hard to free up. Now he retreats to the logo and kind of rebalances the floor. They swing it to Keegan, going for another one. And he hits it from the line drive on the right wing. That's the eighth three-pointer that Keegan Murray has made in 13 attempts. He has 32 points. And for Keegan Murray, what a night. It's the fourth time in his second season that he has scored 30 or more. And it is the ninth time that he's made five or more three-pointers in a game. So now it's pure celebration mode at Golden 1 Center. 116-90. Even a half smile on the face of Keegan Murray as he is rewarded with high fives from the bench.
Half smile.
I know this will not come as a surprise to you. G-Man, A-plus last night.
Hey,
he was on
A-plus.
It. What a call. What a game.
A-plus. And aren't you just so tickled for him?
Yes.
In these moments.
Yes. Like, for a lot of people, but yes, for him for sure.
Nobody deserves it more than G-Man. Nobody deserved it more than that crowd. And nobody deserved it more than the many, many, many others watching, like they're watching a scary movie in between their fingers at home, listening to the national coverage. And it was just a big ball of nerves.
Yeah. And, you know, I already know we'll probably get comments today if it didn't even happen. I'm sure it did last night. I know it may be painful today for some people to watch, like, playbacks, because a lot of it's going to be about the Warriors.
Yes.
That's just the way it's going to be.
It's just the way it's going to be.
Is this the last game of Clay? Is Chris Paul done? Is this dynasty over? Right. Yeah, the Kings won.
Yeah.
I mean, but just move on. That's what's going to be today.
Katie Christensen will join us at 9. She did pre-half and post last night because of the national
coverage.
They went
late night.
Yeah, they went late night. At one point, we were both, you know, just needed to stretch. So she was in one place, I was in the other, and we met in the middle, and we're watching on our little phones, pacing around, just stressing. It was
You were noticeably absent from your seat quite a bit.
Yeah, because that's the problem. You know, when I say I'm on the fence, it's like anyone I go, they know. If I go, I freak out. Like, I can't. I'm in my seat, and then I have to get up. I have to walk around and look at it somewhere else, or, you know, I'll go in the back for a minute just to calm. Like, I get overloaded, and then I'm there with my son, so, you know, I don't.
And he's
really,
locked in,
dude. It was so funny, like, to see what sports does to people. Like, you know this, and he'll be in this summer. Like, my son is not boisterous. He's the opposite. He is steady Eddie, whatever. The biggest thing coaches yell at him for in soccer and basketball is not being vocal enough. Like, I have, like, the ginger Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of like my kid. Last night, defense! Defense! Chant light the beam.
Set the screen.
Set the screen. He's waving his towel in the air, the whole thing.
Throwing chicken wings.
As soon as
turkey sausage,
he got there and he put on the shirts they had, yeah. Put them on over his little hoodie and was just, I looked over him at one point in the fourth quarter because I was wiping my brow with the towel and I look over and this kid's got a little beat. Like, being a fan there, for some people that are wackadoodles like me, it's actually like a workout. Like, yeah. I had to take a shower before I went to bed last night. I was sweating. And then I look over and my little quiet wallflower guy, he's having
the time of his life.
He's got the bug.
Yeah.
Because this has been an abusive relationship for this poor kid his whole life. That was his first postseason game last night.
Yeah, freaking jacked.
Oh, it was so, so great. So Katie's going to come on at 9.
Yes.
And for once, she's coming on not after a devastating, crushing loss.
Instead, after one of the best wins ever.
Does that make up for all the losses before?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Yes.
Last night makes up for everything. Where I'm at right now, last night makes up. Ask me again on Monday.
Right.
But last night makes up for everything. Everything's great. I love this team. I don't want the season to end. That's where it's at. You like that? Is that better?
You like that?
You like that? There was bad news last night, perhaps. Cut number two, please.
Cut number two.
Here is LeBron with the ball on the left side. Game tied at 97-5 to shoot. Shoots over Herb Jones and hits it. Huge shot by LeBron, and Jones was playing perfect defense.
Jeez, was that me?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know why that happened. Let me see. Okay, good. So the Lakers won.
Yeah, huge lead, down to a tie game, and then they ended up winning.
There was an interesting strategy conversation that happened last night. That's why I'm looking for the audio here. I have it. Let's see if I'm okay here. Now, here's number one team analyst Reggie Miller.
There's things that you talk about on the bus as players. If he makes the first one, you're up three. Do you try to purposely miss the second one, knowing that they don't have any timeouts?
They have no timeouts.
And they've got to go coast to coast, because as soon as you miss it, time is going to start as soon as it's touched. Or do you just make them both, be up four, and game over? These are things that are discussed as team.
Which bus is he on?
What? Yeah.
Struggle?
The struggle bus.
I mean, Dave, look, if he misses, right. You're saying there's a chance they could get a three and tie the game. But if you make it to go up four, the game's over.
The game is
so
literally over.
So I understand this conversation we would have on the bus.
100%. Yeah, the conversation goes something like this. Hey, if we're up three with 2.7, should we miss? No, idiot. All right, cool, man. You want to get some in and out? Like, yeah. That's the entire conversation.
Who brought this guy?
Right. What a dumb, dumb, stupid call.
The day Reggie Miller was left off the bus.
Do you remember, this is going to be a deep cut. Do you remember the Smurfs?
Yes.
Okay. Remember that one Smurf, was it Grumpy, that would always say say something stupid, and then they'd pan to like a camera shot of the village from far away, and you'd see him getting booted and flying through the air. Like, that's what should happen. That's what Harlan should have done to Reggie last night. Just drop kicked him off the entire show. What do you? I understand. Look, I will empathize with Reggie a little bit. I've done this before, Jason. You've been here, and it's one of the reasons why you're the perfect partner, because I will just go like on a rant about something incredibly wrong and stupid, and then you'll just very kindly be like, "Oh no, you're talking about, no, that was actually the other team and a different player." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's right." Okay,
but good rant though.
Right, great rant, but the entire thing was based on an absolute brain freeze.
Yeah,
I feel like Reggie after the game was like, "Oh."
Or was he?
I hope so.
That rivals his, you know,
right.
Who has home court advantage, the Lakers or Clippers, when they were playing each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, same building.
Yeah, it's just.
But I mean the theater lighting or the other lighting that the
no,
Clippers.
No, not that.
No, just home court.
I
Who had it?
Makes you wonder. I don't remember where he went to school, but
watch it.
What?
That's where your daughter's going. I hope.
Not anymore. Not with that kind of. What else are they going to teach her for my money? Yeah. What? Up is down. Dogs meow.
Yes. And the it clap.
What?
Excuse me.
What? What about the clap? What is that, UCLA? From the 916, did you guys hear Kevin Harlan's audio on the call regarding the chicken wing? No, what happened?
Oh, yeah. From when the Kings threw the chicken wing?
Yeah.
Oh, you should find that in the break.
I should. We played three times.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought you forgot.
No, I was doing a bit.
You did.
I got scared there because I wasn't there that day, and I'm just like, what?
No, I was doing.
You were doing a bit, and I was thinking you were not doing a bit.
Going back to what we talked about, where it's not out of the realm for you to know that maybe I forgot that we played it. Okay, see, we'll take a break when we come
don't
back.
You like our bits?
The bits are great. We have
that
wonderful
bits. That was absolutely
bits.
Insane.
Did the Kings end the Warriors dynasty? Well, we've got audio for you and more that says maybe. We'll talk about it next.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Give and go, Sabonis, the Barnes, kick out to the corner. Keegan again for three. Keegan scores it. And Sacramento is on top for the first time at 6-5. Sabonis throws now to the left corner to Barnes, fakes the three, drives on Draymond, shoulders for space, squares up the floater, no good. Stick back to De'Aaron Fox. He came out of nowhere on the left angle, and he was above the iron to poke it down off the miss. Spectacular timing on the part of De'Aaron Fox, and the Kings have a three-point lead at 11-8. Here's Barnes finding Keon Ellis wide open, left corner. He scores the three from right in front of the Sacramento Kings bench. 10 points for Keon Ellis. Two possession advantage, Sacramento, 61-57. He's working hard to free up. Now he retreats to the logo and kind of rebalances the floor. They swing it to Keegan, going for another one. And he hits it from the line drive on the right wing. That's the eighth three-pointer that Keegan Murray has made in 13 attempts. He has 32 points. Here's a Warriors three, no good. Rebounded by Kessler Edwards, and that will do it. You hear the thunderous light the beam chant in the background. The final 4 seconds tick away. Davion walks it into the front court. The horn sounds, and the Sacramento Kings have won in a live or die last game scenario. Win or go home, and the Kings manage to win. Steve Kerr, Mike Brown embrace at center court. And you wonder about the Steve Kerr dynasty and all the success of the Warriors. This year is a number 10 seed being bounced in the play-in opportunity. 118-94 is the final score.
I'm a guy who lost a bet. And my
That's not me. But that was a guy who actually put money on the Warriors yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, he lost the bet. It's
tough
over.
One.
Tough one. Boy. What do you say, man? The Kings looked fantastic. That was certainly their best post-Monk game. It was arguably one of their best efforts wire-to-wire of the year, if not their best effort wire-to-wire. And there's a lot of people to spotlight. A lot of people
yes.
spotlight, but man, I can't stop thinking about this, dude.
On the near side below us, we'll put it in play. Front court to our right. Couple of ball fakes. Now the inbounds to Chris Paul, defended by Davion. Gives to Curry. Curry now free for the runner. It's blocked by Keon Ellis. What a ball game Keon Ellis is having, and we'll go to the fourth quarter. The Kings up 15. In the third, the Kings generated 37 points, outscoring the Warriors by 11, 37-26.
Keon Ellis, a two-way guy earlier.
What a find. What a game. Like, this was the kind of the one of the unknowns going in, and I would understand check mark in favor of the Warriors as far as experience, big game moments, big stage. This was new. We said in the series this year, Keanu played 5 minutes against the Warriors. So how do you even think Steve Kerr's like, well, yeah, we know who he is, but we didn't have a lot of scouting report going into the game on him. What a stage. Like, I would not have been shocked if we were in here today going, well, the moment was a little bit big for him.
Yeah, sure.
And it was his best game as a pro.
Yep. In the biggest moment.
Yeah.
In the biggest moment as a pro.
Yeah.
And the Kings have him for $5 million over the next 2 years plus this year.
What a steal.
I mean, five total million dollars.
Yeah. Renegotiate.
Without even talking about his defense in a night where if you'd have told me that Steph Curry would have been held to 22 points, holding Steph Curry to 22 points in a winner-take-all game is legit neutralizing him.
Absolutely.
He was neutralized.
Yeah, I was actually really concerned at half because the lead was just 4. Mm-hmm. Steph had 5 points, Wiggins had 3, yeah, and Clay had 0. And I went, why is this a game?
Thought the same thing.
And the only thing that gave me a little bit of positivity feeling was, well, the Kings shot terribly in the second quarter. They were down below 40%. I'm like, well, they're shooting really poorly. That'll probably go up. But I also anticipated those three Warriors getting a lot better. Now, Curry had a better third quarter, but he wasn't a difference maker.
No, he wasn't. I mean, he had the three and the foul, and you know, you're like, oh, here we go. He's waking up. And just seemed like every time, it was like whack-a-mole. Like every time Steph or somebody popped their head up. Whoosh.
Yeah, and the play you just played, though, I thought was a really big play in the game. So Kings were up, it might have been 14, 15, 16, and Len gets called for the flagrant foul because of the non-landing spot for the Wiggins three. So it's three and the ball, or three free throws in the ball, and you're like, oh, man, this is the kind of momentum play going into the quarter. He makes one of three. They get possession, and Keon blocks Steph's shot at the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
It was like momentum won right back over to the Kings.
His night last night, Jason, without even, again, we just mentioned the defense, but 39 minutes for him, that was tied for a team high. Keon Ellis was tied for a team high in minutes. 15 points, 5 of 8, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, made both his free throws. 4 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks.
And a plus 27 when he was on the floor.
Plus 27. And the best part is the only guy above him. Here's another guy. How about Harrison Barnes, man? What a great, great night for Harrison with the year he's had, the team he's going up against. I know he had at least one I saw right on Draymond Green's face.
That was a tough shot, too.
God, that had to feel so good for him. And then, of course, I was told that Domantas Sabonis could not play in the postseason and was neutralized by the Warriors. 16 points, 12 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, a block, just 1 turnover, 7 of 14.
Also a plus 25. Like, so, to me, the other beauty of the game, obvious one, is that they won. But the Kings had their game plan, and it was the Warriors that scrambled.
Yes.
Like, okay, we're starting the rookie, Trayce Jackson-Davis. Okay, he's helped get you there. 7 minutes, we're done with him. Here comes Looney, who hasn't been playing. That's not working. All right, now we're going to put Draymond on Sabonis. You know what? We've got nothing going. We're going to play Moody. We're going to play Kuminga. Uh-huh. And those guys really helped kind of stabilize the game for them for a little bit.
They did.
But Kerr was grabbing at straw. He was the one searching in a game that they needed to get where the Kings like, this is kind of all we have, and we're rocking with it.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to bring something up at some point, and you just segued into it perfectly. So we can talk about it now and maybe later. One interesting subplot I saw from last night, and I could be wrong here. I could be overstating it. Not only do I think Mike Brown completely outcoached Steve Kerr, but I actually, when I got home, I kind of, even though it was late, I watched the game again. And I actually feel like Steve Kerr almost kind of martyred himself last night. Like his hands, I think Steve Kerr was a prisoner of his own dynasty in that moment. And it restricted probably his better angels on his shoulder. Mm. You had Klay Thompson play 32 minutes and go 0 of 10 and didn't pull him. He played 32 minutes. Here's the thing about Kevon Looney, who, by the way, Kevon Looney was arguably, other than Steph, their MVP last year. Now, I understand when you said it's not working as far as the overall.
Well, he didn't give him a lot of time.
Jason, he played 9 minutes.
Yeah.
He was a plus one, which when you think about the fact that Steph Curry, Wiggins, Draymond were all minus 21 or more, to be plus one in 9 minutes.
In a game you lose by 24 points.
That's insane. Jason, Kevon Looney had 5 rebounds in 9 minutes. Now, he had 4 fouls.
Correct.
But guess what? It's win or go home. It's win or go home. You foul him out. The fact that Steve Kerr, and by the way, none of what I'm saying, I'm not trying to like, oh, the Warriors gave all credit to the Kings. They would have won no matter what. But I'm watching, I'm going back and I'm watching Steve Kerr and I'm going, okay, you played Kevon Looney 9 minutes and he was your ace in the hole last year against Sabonis. Obviously, things aren't working against Domas at all, but you've got Looney on the bench the whole time. You mentioned Moses Moody. 15 minutes, he had 16 points. 15 minutes, and he had 16 points. The fact that you had Clay in for 32 minutes pulling a donut, and you don't have – if Kerr was our coach, I'd be livid today.
Yeah.
But I'd also sit back, and I do think the deeper part of it is Steve Kerr was not going to pull Clay Thompson. He was going to die with Clay Thompson.
Because right, he's won with him so many times.
That's exactly right. And just out of respect, yeah, I think Steve Kerr was willing to go home with Clay Thompson on the floor rather than possibly advance and putting Clay on the bench and embarrassing him, yeah, like that.
And I think, as weird as it may say, being undermanned, Kings had limitations on what they could do. So
that's
their
right,
starting five had to be great. The three main guys that played off the bench had to be great, and they got the results they wanted.
There were two guys. We got a break here. Trey Lyles and Davion Mitchell had a combined 36 minutes off the bench. Everyone else combined had 17, and most of that was garbage time, Jason. It's an 8-man rotation, yeah, right now. It's Lyles, it's Mitchell, it's Alex Len. And you're right, it has to be. And if there's a positive to Herter and Monk going down, and there really isn't, but if you close one eye and try to find a positive, it's kind of forced Mike Brown to go to an 8-man rotation, Adelman style.
Yeah, and the defense was great last night.
Maybe
great,
the best defensive performance cover to cover we've seen, considering the situation of the team. We'll take a break. When we come back, Safe or Out, Kings edition. Screw baseball today. It's all about the Sacramento Kings. Was that the best beam in the history of beams and more? Stick with us. It's all Kings all day as they vanquish the Warriors, send them down L Street, back home to Cancun. Well, back home and then to Cancun. We'll have more on that after this.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's Safe or Out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All right. Safe or out.
Kings edition.
Kings edition. So happy. Anyway, just had to take a moment. Everyone take a moment, take a deep breath. Look, we're playing the Pelicans on Friday at 6:30.
Yeah, we've got that to talk about.
Hey, look. Hey, they've beat us five.
It's tough to beat a team 6 times.
Yeah, I keep saying that. Right, exactly. Hey, you know what? They might beat us a 6th time. I don't know.
Kings might win, too.
I'm not even going to start thinking. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about it a little bit later. We have to.
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
We'll have tomorrow. Friday.
I will not emotionally invest in that for at least a day or two.
Going to celebrate this.
You got to enjoy this, right? Yep. There's so few moments like this. Just, damn it, enjoy it. Don't worry. Don't stop thinking about today is how the song should have gone.
Yes.
Right?
I think it does. Second verse.
Yeah, second verse. Same as the first. Chris Verlock, question one.
Safe or out? That was the best beam in the history of beams.
Oh, safe and like just like so safe that like if the other manager appealed it for replay, they'd be instantly fired for corruption. Like,
yeah,
it's like crossing home plate and the ball hasn't even come in from the outfield. Safe. Like, there were some great beams.
Yeah. I mean, beam candidates would have to, because again, this is only a year old, right?
Yes.
So last season, maybe some of the first beams that we all really started to figure out what this was fun. A Clipper beam in that historic game in L.A., a clinching beam, any of the game one, game two, game six. But, I mean, last night, being there, you were there, the team that knocked you out, the rival of Northern California, you played great, you earned it last night. That was a sweet beam.
Sweetest beam, bro.
I think they went to the upsize clinic for the beam.
There was a little more girth.
There was a lot of girth on that beam.
Even, I went outside at home last night when I got home to see the beam one more time.
Yeah?
I could see it.
Big girthy beam.
I could see it way up high.
Huge.
The sky.
Upsizematters.com.
Nice girth.
Remember how I said how unbelievably safe that was? That this is the greatest beam of all time? However, Angel Hernandez would have called it out. That's from our guy on the...
Great call.
This is Jim. Safer out number two, please.
Safer out. The Pelicans losing was the worst thing to happen to the Kings last night.
Yeah, because everything else was great. That was the worst thing to happen to the Kings. I said it once. Think about it. That was, though.
I mean, so many positives. There has to be one negative. Maybe that's it.
And you know what? I'll even, as they like to call me, they never call me Positive Dave because there was a Positive Dave, rest his soul.
Absolutely. And one of the never great... give up, never give in when the Kings have a chance to win.
That's right.
R.I.P.
You took many of his phone calls back in the day. Rest in peace, Positive Dave. But they like to call me Optimist Dave.
They do?
Yeah, they do. Like the Transformer, but not Prime. Dave. Yeah, exactly. And let me just say this. Not only is Zion perhaps out or hampered from a hamstring, Brandon Ingram is not right either.
Valanciunas was on the bench at the end. I'm like, the Pelicans were coming back with a weird lineup.
They have a very weird lineup. And the fact that the Kings are 4-0 against the Lakers and the Lakers were able to do that to the Pelicans, now the Pelicans are hurt and they've beaten the Kings 5 in a row, so we're due, and the Kings have momentum. Hey, turn that frown upside down. There's always a chance.
There is always a chance. I could tell you, talking to Warrior people yesterday before the game, there was a universal rooting for the Pelicans yesterday.
Yes.
They did not want to go to New Orleans.
Yes, no.
Kings probably don't want to go to New Orleans, but they'll take the option. Sure. They're going to New Orleans. Season is still alive.
Beats Cancun.
Yes, and I think both teams would have preferred to go to the Lakers. Also, both teams had defeated the Lakers more this season, the Warriors and the Kings, but it's the Pelicans. Bring them on.
Number three, please.
Safer out. That was the best defensive performance of the season by the Kings.
Look, we haven't had the time to go back and pour through everything. I'm sure there's a couple of whatever.
It's safe.
It's the situation.
What was on the line?
Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Klay Thompson. You had Klay Thompson go 0-10. You held Steph Curry to 22. You held the Warriors to under 100 points. Like, dude, safety, Saferton.
So, if we say Draymond's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Chris Paul will be. I think Klay will be. Steph obviously will be.
That's right.
What's the total? 22, 12.
Steve Kerr will be a Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the guys that play 34, 30, I think 37 points for that four players? Those four?
Oh, but they're old. Well, maybe. Well,
there it is. Yeah, 22, 0, 12, and 3. Yeah.
The Warriors are cooked.
Charles is on today?
So it was, what did we say it was?
37 from their four Hall of Famers.
Oh, gotcha. Well. LeBron James at 23-9-9, and he's older than all of them. So maybe they're just weak mentally.
Speaking at 32.
He did. Hey, guess what, Chris? State Farm isn't going to help you. They're like a good neighbor. Go to Cancun.
That is the saying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like a good neighbor, go to Cancun. We'll take a break when we come back. The Kings win their first ever winner-go-home game. I always want to help out the audience. If any of you need to pee, this is the break to do it. But, of course, take your transistor radio with you.
Yes.
Make sure
the boombox.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back after this.